اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you. And I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. But let's say to our brothers and sisters that today we're going to work on Ayah 93rd of Surah Ali Imran on page 62, right? So everybody, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. That was great. I really loved it. So, guys, let's inshallah practice this verse, okay? The first thing that inshallah we'll do is we'll have a short explanation, then we'll move on to the practical tajweed rules, the important ones. Yeah?
Inshallah.
Okay.
Yes.
Inshallah. So Allah Almighty says in Ayah 93rd of Surah Ali Imran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. Allah Almighty says, all food was lawful to the children of Israel, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, except what Israel, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, had forbidden himself before the Torah was sent down. Say, قل, bring the Torah. فأتوا بالتوراة and read it. فتلوها, should you be truthful. إن كنتم صادقين. Well, actually, this ayah goes back to a story where, I mean, the occasion is this, that some of the Jewish people, okay, they were saying, like, for example, some other foods is haram. And their reason was that, well, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, they didn't use this, okay? And then they were inferring, they were saying that these things are haram to drink, but Muslims do, yeah? And then the Prophet says, prove it, if you're right. كُلُّ طَعَامِحْ كَانَ حِلَّا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Prove it, if you're right. They would say that, well, it's in the Torah. Prophet was saying, like, bring the Torah. قُلْ فَأَتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ. Prove it. It was not because Allah Almighty made it haram, and you're saying that Muslims, you're doing a haram thing while Allah Almighty has forbidden it. No, you can't prove it. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَتْلُوهَا, okay? فأتوا بالتوراة إن كنتم صادقين فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين. So guys, there are I just wanna tell a message, okay? Something I understand from this ayah. Well, actually, ladies, like sometimes, okay, people might kind of bring some kind of rules, okay, which we actually do not know where they come from. Sometimes people don't know from the Quran. They say something wrong about the Quran, okay? Rules or things which are not in the Quran. Sometimes they are in the Quran, but the people said they are not in the Quran, okay? Then we have to ask them for proofs. Simple as that. Okay, guys? But the tafsir of this ayah, there are a lot of things about this ayah, okay? The occasion of revelation, these things. Inshallah, you can refer to the tafsir books, interpretations, and learn more about them, okay?
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran. وبختم كتابك أرقى
وبختم كتابك أرقى. Inshallah, now it's time to go and mention some important tajweed rules that inshallah step by step we'll move on. كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة كل الطعام كل الطعام. The hamzatul wasl will be skipped, right?
Yes.
And also lam, lam al-ta'rif, which is followed by a sun letter, ta, so it will be as well skipped, yes? Kullu ta'ami. And also the ta has to be pronounced correctly, Ali Nasir, okay?
Yes.
Could you read it? Kullu ta'ami.
Kullu ta'ami.
Ahsan. And also the letter ayn that Fawaz sometimes is dealing with this in a very difficult way. But he has fixed it, alhamdulillah, you know? He has fixed it. Read it, Fawaz. Kullu ta'ami. The ayn.
Kullu ta'ami.
Ahsan. So he has fixed it. Ayn. Ta'am. Kana hillan. Hillan. Ha is it? It's important, okay? Hillan. Lam has a tanween. Yeah, if you stop here, you would say hilla, right? Stretch it, and you change the tanween to an alif mad.
Alif mad, yes.
But when you join it with the next word, the tanween will be merged with the letter lam. And so lam will be merged to the lam. Hillan, instead, we read hillal. Without any nasal sound, just move on. Join them, that's all. Hillal libani. Bani, the mother is not wajib since Israel starts with a hamza. It's in another word. Bani is another word. Israel is another word. Israel. So, but they have mad on Israel. Isra. This is wajib, right?
Yes.
Wajib muttasil. And you should stretch it for 5 or 6 counts. Illa ma harrama. Illa ma. Pay attention to the a sound, the light sounds, okay? Illa ma. حرام رارا a heavy one. إسرائيل على a sound. نفسه. Do you see that fallen ya after ha?
Yes.
That's yamad also.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we have the baby alif or the tiny alif. Sometimes we have the baby waw, the tiny waw. Okay. Sometimes we have that ya, the fallen ya. They all indicate the mad letters. Okay. They work, they function the same as the waw, ya, alif, mat letters. Min qabli, nun sakin plus qaf, qaf is from the rest of the letters, as I think, and I'm sure, yes. So, min qabl. So, you do what?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hide the sound, but with a heavy letter. Ikhfa with a heavy letter. Min qabli. قبلي
قلقلة
قلقلة ما شاء الله bounce the sound echo the sound أن تنزل again إخفاء حيدسن أن تنزل التوراة. When you stop the letter ta ta مربوطة okay مربوطة means they this ta is called ta مربوطة and the other ta is the stretched one which is called ta مبسوطة مبسوطة the stretched one. So here it changes to the letter ha and the haraka changes to sukun. قيلا tells you حسن
it's better to stop.
Better to stop. قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها. You can stretch the sound, but it's not mandatory. إن كنتم إن كنتم both are إخفاء.
Two إخفاء. Yeah.
Yeah. صادقين. Stretch the sound at the end. Huh? It's not mandatory, but it's recommended. Yes.
Yeah.
So. Now we got 1 minute or 2 minutes to practice the recitation that with Tajweed Rules, Alhamdulillah, we've learned now. So brothers and sisters, please listen carefully, inshallah, and let's practice all together. I'll read and make sure you repeat after me.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Kullu at-ta'ami kana hillan li bani Isra'ila illa ma harrama Isra'ilu 'ala nafsihi.
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه.
إسرائيل the first one, إسرائيل the second one. إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة.
إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة.
قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, we explained a bit about this ayah. And then we mentioned the important tajweed rules. We practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان